Well, please do keep a Bible open there on page 1026. It will be a help to us as we look at it together. Let's pray. Loving Father, we hold in our hands your life-giving word. We pray that your Holy Spirit would help each one of us to see things here, which will be a great assistance to us in the challenges we face. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how you feel about the build-up to Christmas. The shops are starting to fill up with decorations. I heard on Radio 1 on Thursday that it is apparently only 33 sleeps until Christmas. Driving down the A4 during the week, I saw outside one of the garden centres an enormous inflatable Santa. At 9 o'clock this morning, it wasn't there, and I thought maybe it had blown away. But driving here this morning, it was back. Well, perhaps the build-up to Christmas makes you excited. Perhaps it makes you stressed. Perhaps you don't feel very much about it at all. At this stage, that is. Well, between now and Christmas here at St. Mary's, apart from Advent Sunday and Christingle Sunday, we're going to be looking on Sunday mornings at Luke chapters 1 and 2. And here Luke introduces us to Jesus as he describes his birth. And Luke shows us people responding to Jesus with great excitement and trust in God. And he shows us the full range of people, from young to old, women and men, rich and poor. He shows us Zechariah, Mary, the shepherds, all bursting with joy, excitement, and trust in God as they start to realize what God is doing in the world through Jesus. So do stick with us between now and Christmas as we explore Luke 1 and 2. My prayer is that as we hear what they heard, we too would be filled afresh with joy and faith. Well, today's passage must be one of the most well-known in all of the scriptures. The angel Gabriel appears to Mary and tells her that she will have a child. And I want to take a fresh angle on this familiar passage this morning, and notice how Mary moved from fear to faith. So at the start of the passage, when the angel starts making an announcement to her, we're told that she was greatly troubled. That's fear. But by the end of the passage, Mary is trusting in God's promises to her, and she's trusting that God's plan for her life is good. That's faith. Well, we too face challenges. Bringing up children, as we've been thinking this morning, caring for relatives, making ends meet. Maybe we face great difficulties at the moment with health, with work, and with family. Well, as we see how Mary moved from fear to faith, I hope it'll help us make the same journey. Just imagine what it must have been like for Mary, who'd have been a young girl, 12, 13, 14. That was the age people got married in those days. And she was told that she would have a child in this unique way. Imagine the scandal of having a child in this way in those days. The danger, the disgrace, the difficulty. But the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary and he told her truths about God that helped her move from fear to faith. And I hope they'll be a help to us as well. The angel told her about God's grace, about God's king, and about God's power. First then, God's grace. Let me read verse 28 and 29, and listen out for mention of God's grace or God's favour. The angel said to her, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God." Now, favour is the same as grace. It speaks of God's generosity, his undeserved kindness towards us. So how wonderful that just before Mary faced this unique challenge of bearing a child in this way, God assured her of his grace towards her. It's the same for us in the challenges we face in this life. God wants us to know his grace towards us. The coming of his Son into our world shows us his generosity. For believers, the coming of his Son into our lives shows us his grace even more. Mary needed to know, we need to know, as we face the challenges of this life, that God is on our side. He's for us and he's with us. God's grace. Now, I don't know if you enjoy watching boxed sets of DVDs of television programs. I've been enjoying this month a program called Mad Men. It's about advertising executives in the 1960s. And one thing that struck me in the backstabbing office environment of a 1960s advertising agency is that these advertising staff never know if their bosses are on their side. They can't be sure if their managers support them or not. And as you can imagine, it makes working life very hard. But for the Christian believer, in contrast, we know that the ultimate boss, God, is on our side. He's for us. He's working for our good. Not because of anything special about us, actually, but because of his sheer grace. That's the assurance God gave Mary. He gives us in the challenges we face. His grace. He's with us and for us. Well, there was a second assurance that helped Mary move from fear to faith. Not only the promise of God's grace, but also the promise of God's King. And this is outlined in verses 31 to 33. Let me just give you a moment. If you have that passage open in front of you on page 1026, have a look for yourself at verse 31, 32 and 33. And see some of the wonderful things which Mary has promised about this child before he's even conceived. See what you can spot there in those verses. Well, there's a lot there. I guess many of us will have been for an ultrasound scan for one of our own children. All of us, I suppose, will have seen photos of ultrasound scans. They show you a certain amount about an unborn child, don't you? You could identify the sex normally. It may show you enough to say, oh, I think she's got your chin. Or, oh, I think he's got my ears. Or perhaps, good grief, I think she may have your mother's nose. Well, Mary is told so much more about her unborn child than any ultrasounds could show. We're told it will be a son. You're to give him the name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, that is, the Son of God. And then here's the focus for us. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. The house of Jacob is a way of talking about God's people. This child will be God's king for God's people. Now, we tend to think of kings in a negative way these days. Maybe as tyrants, like Henry VIII. Maybe as irresponsible, like Edward VIII. Maybe as powerless, like the King of Belgium. But in Mary's day, God's people were longing for God to send them the king he had promised. One of our Christmas readings from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 9, speaks of this promised king in these terms. He's described as a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Isaiah the prophet continues, of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness. Here is a king who will rule well, who will protect his people from their enemies, and who will lead them in the way of righteousness and peace. And now Mary is told that her child will be this promised king. We often think of Jesus as Savior and friend, and rightly so. But we see here that he is also King. So a Christian is someone who trusts in Jesus as their Savior, who knows Jesus as their friend. But a Christian is also someone who serves Jesus as their king. That's why in the baptism vows we say, I turn to Christ. We're turning to Christ as our king. No longer serving ourselves as king or serving what other people want as king, but serving him as our king in every area of life. And as we do that, we find that serving this king is perfect freedom. Well, the reassurance for Mary comes in the last thing the angel says about this king, again in 32, well, in verse 33, in fact. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Now, there have been many mighty human empires that seemed like they would never end. The Egyptian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire, the Soviet Empire. They all seemed like they would never end, but they did. Yet Christ's kingdom will never end. Since his time on earth, men and women, boys and girls have been coming into his kingdom. And he still reigns over God's people today. And he will reign forever. So everything in life comes to an end. Companies fail, holidays end, health fades, children leave home. But if we've turned to Christ, then we have one sure rock that never changes. One person we can depend on forever. We've come into a kingdom that will last forever. We have a king who reigns forever. No matter what challenges we face, he's still there to protect us, to direct our ways in righteousness and peace. That's the comfort of God's king. He reigns forever. So Mary was reassured by God's grace. He's on our side. By God's king, he reigns forever. And thirdly, she was reassured by the promise of God's power. Now, on hearing that she will have a child, Mary asks a very understandable question. Verse 34, how will this be since I am a virgin? That's a great prayer, by the way, when we don't understand the promise of God, to pray, please teach me, please help me understand and show me how this will be. The promise here of the virginal conception of Christ clashes, of course, with much in modern systems of thought. We should note that even in those days, Mary was quite aware of the facts of life, and she was as astonished as we are to hear the news. I know that many people find this teaching, the virginal conception of Christ, very hard to take on board. And that's where the angel's answer here can be a real help to us. So the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her 6th month. Now here it is. For nothing is impossible with God." If a person's mind is closed to the idea of a God who made the universe and who sustains it, well then, yes, they will think that the virginal conception is impossible. But if we're open to the idea that there is a God who made us and who loves us and who holds the universe together minute by minute, if there is such a God as the Bible teaches, then it follows logically that nothing is impossible for him. Not even placing a life in the womb of a young woman in Nazareth. So there are many things which are impossible for an ant, but easy for a human being. An ant could never drive a car, or type an email, or cook a roast, or chat on the telephone. But these things are easy for us. Well, how much more, there are many things which are impossible for humans, but no problem for the God who made the universe and who sustains it day by day. Nothing is impossible for him. And God's power is a huge support to Mary's faith and to ours in the challenges we face. No promise is too big for him to keep. No sin is too bad for him to pardon. No heart is too hard for him to soften. No trial is too severe for him to strengthen us through. And no work is too difficult for him to help us accomplish. So what is Mary's response to the news that she will have a child? Well, verse 38. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. She's moved from fear to faith. This is a wonderful expression of Christian faith. She trusts that the promises of God are true. She trusts that the plans of God for her life are good. And she puts herself wholly at the Lord's disposal. Well, maybe this morning we feel a million miles from faith in God. Maybe we're holding on to him by our fingertips. Maybe we do trust him, but we'd love to trust him more. Well, what helped Mary and what will help us is grasping these truths about God. These aspects of God's character aren't just for Sunday morning. No, it's savouring them through the week that strengthens God's people for the challenges we face. God's grace, he's on our side, he's with us and for us. God's King, he reigns forever, he's not going anywhere. And God's power, nothing is impossible with him. May these truths move us from fear to faith. Amen.